Blog Talk Radio.
You know, church has become so commercial until we have gotten away from its true purpose. It has become such big business until we allow people to operate and function as long as they have something to bring to the table. People are now more concerned about recording and living in life of the rich and famous rather than knowing Jesus. For the true purpose of the church is soul business, not big business. I don't know about you, but I would rather have nothing and know Jesus than to have everything and not know Him. You need to confess Him today.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning into the Light of Portland broadcast with Pastor Kimberly Black from Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church in Portland, Oregon. Do you know Jesus? Did you know He could live in your heart if you invite Him in? After the next song you hear, prepare to be blessed of the Lord. Prepare for a move of Holy Spirit. Prepare to know Jesus in your heart.
Even the air that I receive.
Another blessing. I don't know about you on tonight, but I am blessed and highly favored. Thank God for another blessing. Good evening, good evening, and good evening. Welcome to the Light of Portland. I am your host, Pastor Kimberly Black. It is, again, an honor and a privilege to be able to worship with you, my brothers and sisters, from the north, south, east, and west of Oregon. We greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What an opportunity it is to realize that we are among the blessed on tonight. We are truly grateful to God for giving us this opportunity and this platform that we can share the word of God with you every Sunday night at 8 o'clock p.m., where we gather together for prayer, praise, and the preaching of God's holy word. I don't know, I get excited when it's word time. I get excited when it's time to worship. I get excited when folks say, let's pray. So I hope you are excited tonight, because we are in store for a great treat on tonight. We want to first give all honor and praise to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the captain of our soul. He is our provider, our way maker, our sustainer, our deliverer, our healer. He's our company keeper. Oh, how we love the Lord on tonight, and we honor his presence that's here with us. We thank God for the Butterfields that make this platform possible. And we thank God for those that labor with us right here at the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church, our very own Pastor Sherelle Pennington, Elder Dante Farmer, Elder Kathy Miniweather. We are so grateful to God for the men and women who work with us to advance the kingdom of God, who don't mind going out into the highways and byways to compel men and women and boys and girls to come to Christ. That's what it's all about. It's all about the kingdom. It's all about spreading the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. We also thank God for Archbishop Ruth Smith, who's a covering to this ministry, and we thank God for her prayers, her words of encouragement, and her support. to this ministry. You say, well, how do you support this ministry? By praying for us. Amen. We don't ask for an offering on this line. Those that preach and bring the word of God to us, they don't get an honorarium. The host doesn't get a love offering. We do this because we love to serve the Lord. We love to share the gift that God has given to us. And I get excited when people are excited about the same things I'm excited about. I think they, mom and them called it kindred spirits. Oh, we can hang out and have a hallelujah good time when we have kindred spirits. So if you are excited tonight, you have a reason to be, because we are in store for a good treat on tonight. We want to honor the proclaimer tonight, the man of God who's coming before us to break open the bread of life, Portland's very own Pastor J.W. Friday. I'm so excited, so excited. Woo-hoo! A new voice to the light of Portland, not a stranger to those of us that live here in the city. You know Pastor Friday. He is a doer of the word of God. He loves the Lord. He loves the word of God. He loves the people of God. He loves to preach. He loves to teach. He loves to have fun. He loves the Lord with all of his heart, soul, and his might. And tonight, he will be our proclaimer tonight. He will be bringing the word on tonight. So you still got some time. Send somebody that text message that you received and let them know, hey, it ain't too late. Get on the line, because we are going to hear some good preaching on tonight. Let's fill up this phone line on tonight. Text your cousin. Text Boo and Pookie and them. Tell them to get on the light of Portland, because it's about to go down. Amen. Tonight we have a community announcement that we would like to share with you all. Those of you that are living here in the Portland, Vancouver area, let's keep it moving. The African American Health Initiative Blood Pressure Wellness 2022, in partnership with Living Black Cully. This is there's two monthly events taking place that will be happening. And the first one will be a two-hour bowling session on Saturday, April the 2nd. And check-in time is 9:30 a.m. You can go and to Kingpin Bowling at 3550 Southeast 92nd Avenue. There is a donation to bowl. It's $10. That gets you your shoes and bowling for 2 hours. If you've ever been to Kingpin Bowling, you know that that is a deal. Well, it's a deal. It is a deal, because it is normally about $18 an hour to bowl. So what are they doing? What are they doing? What is Living Black Cully? What are they doing? They are trying to help us stop the silent killer. You know, among African Americans, we have high blood pressure, we have diabetes, and so what they're trying to encourage us to do is to incorporate 30 to 60 minutes a day movement. They want to talk to us about adequate sleep. Now, for those of you that have been on this line and members of Greater St. Stephens, you know this is right up my alley. When I met Sister Sally Stephens, the volunteer coordinator for the African Health Coalition for the Beat the Blood Pressure Project 2020, I got excited when she started talking to me about what she was doing. And you know this is right up my alley, because I talk to us about this all the time. They want to teach us about reducing stress, eating healthy, getting adequate sleep, and how we can give movement to our bodies for at least 30 to 60 minutes a day. The scripture says, know ye that your body is the temple of the living God. And the temple of the living God, don't nobody want to go to a raggedy, rundown church building. So why do you think somebody wants to hear us talk about the goodness of the Lord when we sucking on an inhaler and we, now I know that we have to do that because some of us have asthma, but some of our asthma is a tribute to being, as my doctor would say, I'm talking about me, I ain't talking about nobody else. But my doctor says, I go to Kaiser, on my sheets I get every time I get my blood pressure checked, down in the bottom it says morbidly obese. Come on, somebody. You know we need help. And so the African American Health Initiative, Sally Stevens, who is the volunteer community health worker for the Beat the Blood Pressure Project 2022, wants to see us and she wants to hear from us. So if you are interested in bowling on April the 2nd at 9:30 at the Kingpin's Bowl, you need to text or call Miss Sally Stevens. And her phone number is 971-269-6902. And you need to call her or text her by Friday, April 1st. By noon on Friday, April the 1st, so that she can reserve your spot to bowl. I told her I would be there, but I've got to work on that day because my family and friends know that I love to bowl and I'm quite competitive when I get a ball in my hand. And so I wanted to be there to get my steps in and do my 60 minutes of a workout. So let's call. If you're interested, please call or text Sister Sally Stevens at 971-269-6908. That's Sally Stevens at 971-269-6902. 971-269-6902. That is to bowl on Saturday, April the 2nd. Amen. It is time for us now to go to God in prayer. And we're so thankful tonight that our very own Deacon Ray Gwynn will be taking us to the throne of grace. Please mute your TV. Please tell the kids to sit down. Tell the dog to be still. Tell the cat to stop moving. It's time to go into prayer, into praise, into preaching the word of God. After prayer, we will hear a selection. After that, the next voice you will hear will be that of our preacher for the next hour, Pastor J.W. Friday. Deacon Gwynn, I yield this call to you.
Gracious Father, Almighty God, we come to you tonight to give thanks to you and to praise you, my Heavenly Father. Father God, we thank you for everyone that's on this line tonight. And we thank you that everyone is feeling well and have had a glorious day and it's just been a good day for everybody, and we thank you for that, my Heavenly Father. Father God, heaven help us. The world is so mixed up, my Heavenly Father. It's in such a turmoil, my Heavenly Father. And we ask you to bless us, my Heavenly Father. We ask you to put an end to this war that's going on in over in Ukraine. Too many people are hurting, my Heavenly Father. And we ask you, most of all, to, this madman that's causing all these problems, we ask you to let him have a change of heart. Let him realize what he's doing. He's not doing anything to help himself. It's just that the devil has got hold to him. But anyway, Heavenly Father, we ask you to let him have a change of heart. So, Heavenly Father, I give thanks to you for every one of us. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for caring. Thank you for everything you do. Thank you for your loving kindness, your tender mercies. And, Father God, we thank you for so far in our church, Greater St. Stephen's Church, one of the greatest churches in Portland, that none of our members has been stricken with the virus. And we give thanks to you, my Heavenly Father. We thank you for loving us and keeping us and doing everything for us, my Heavenly Father, because without you, we wouldn't have anything. Because you're an awesome God. You're merciful, graceful. All things you do are good. Everything comes from you is good, my Heavenly Father. And we pray that you will watch over us and keep us and love us and lift us up when we are down. Give us hope when we have none. He gives us strength when we are weak. He loves us when no one else loves us, Father, Heavenly Father. And we give thanks to you, my Heavenly Father. And Father God, we just ask you to bless the members of the church. There are members, the mothers of the church, some that are afflicted with sickness. And our Mother Glory, we ask you to bless her and lift her up. Mother Mays, Mother Diane, Mother Kimmons, and Brother Kimmons with his eye problem. And touch them all this morning, this evening, my Heavenly Father, with your loving kindness and your healing power. In the name of Jesus. And Father God, I ask you to lift up our Pastor Black. Continue to bless her and her ministry and her family, her grandchildren. And I ask you to bless Elder Minna Weather and her ministry, my Heavenly Father. Continue to give her knowledge and wisdom. Also, Elder Farmer, continue your blessing on him and his family. Pastor Jarrell, continue to bless her. All of them in their ministry, my Heavenly Father. It be such a blessing that you continue to bless them and give them all the knowledge they need. You chose them to do that job, and we pray that they'll do it the best way they know how and to lift up your kingdom, my Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we ask you to forgive us for our sins. Continue to love us. Help us to love one another. Help us to be good to one another, my Heavenly Father. There was an old man that lived so many years, and he was asked, what did he do to live so long? And his answer was being good to people, treating people right, and being nice, and serving you. That was his answer. So, my Heavenly Father, help us all to be that way. It don't cost much to love. It don't cost much to smile. It don't cost anything to be good to people. It don't cost anything. It's easy to be good to people and love people, because the greatest love of all is the love of Jesus Christ. And we want to love just like Jesus. So, Father God, as we continue this service tonight, I give thanks to you for everyone that's on the line and everyone that's coming on the line. And we thank you for Pastor J.W. Friday that's going to do the preaching tonight. And so we ask you all to lay back and enjoy the preaching of his word. So we thank you, Father God. We thank you for everything you've done. We praise you, glorify you, praise you with the highest praise, the hallelujah praises, with glory and honor. It all belongs to you. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We love you, and we glorify you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Glory be unto God. Amen.
Thank you for it all.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. And my God, we thank you for it all. We thank you for it all. What a mighty God we serve. All praises to God, the great head of the church, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, who has blessed us to see yet another sunrise as well as a sunset. And what a beautiful day it was. Truly a day to be thankful. God has blessed us beyond measure and truly even beyond expression. So glad to be with you on this evening. We bear you greetings from Bright Star Ministries Empowerment Temple here in the City of Roses, and oh, to our fantastic host on this evening. So glad
glad to be a part of the Light of Portland broadcast. And I clap my hands and truly say thank you to Pastor Black, amen, and to Pastor Pennington for the invitation, and to the Greater St. Stephen's family, who I have known and, amen, visited many, many, many times. I bring great love to you, and thank you so much. Amen. So glad to come back across a path, amen, that was in the beginning of our ministry as we were all stepping out on faith to see the goodness of the Lord. And we look out, some that started with us aren't with us today, but I truly admit and give thanks unto Pastor Black. Amen. She has endured like a champion. Amen. And she has stood the test of time in the midst of places that men themselves would not have been able to stand. She has stood and continued to proclaim the word of God while enhancing those that are around her, planting positive seeds. Amen. And giving opportunity to the young that they might grow strong in the Lord. And for that, we clap our hands on this evening. Amen. And we just thank God for her and her family and the great work she continues to do and great involvement. So, amen. Protocol has been established to that fervent prayer by a deacon. We thank you for that. Amen on tonight. And I was listening on last week, and I was listening to Pastor, amen, Pastor Pamela of Total Restoration Ministries. Amen. And I heard her say, off with the old and in with the new. But something else that just literally jumped out was what you said, our first priority is kingdom. And that's what it's all about. Been blessed to be a lot of places, be around a lot of interesting characters of the kingdom. But the one thing that I do know is there is nothing like the name of Jesus. Let's look to the Lord. Gracious Eternal Father, we thank you for this opportunity that you have extended to us, this entrustment, Lord, of this small period of time that we might plant positive seeds that we can move forward in the midst of this, that this might be a recharging session for someone, Lord, a moment to delve a little bit deeper into who you are and to be even more established in this waning time of shifting sands and different polarities. Lord, we need you to be the center of our everything. We thank you for being an anchor in the midst of the storm. Now anchor us tonight. Purge these lips of clay. Hold my tongue. Take my heart and my mind to thee, Lord. Touch my ears that I would hear from heaven. Speak to me and through me. Touch my eyes to see beyond the moment, Lord God. And in the midst of it, Lord, stir it that we can all be fed and energized on tonight, Lord. Someone is broken. Bereavement is in the atmosphere. We pray for a word of establishment tonight, Lord God. We pray for an energizing word, a directing word tonight, Lord, a reclaiming word tonight, Lord. And there's a secret prayer in the midst of it, Lord. We believe that you have and that you are the answer to that prayer on tonight, Lord. I step back that you can step in, Lord, and hear my most earnest prayer, which is all of thee and none of me. Add to the kingdom. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Let us turn to the word of God on this evening, and amen. We want to find our way to the 42nd number of Psalms, the 42nd number of Psalms. I'll be reading from the King James Version. Amen. Beginning, whew, glory to God, I am excited on tonight. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I love it because it'll take us where we need to go. Let's start at verse 1. As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? Great question. My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? Now watch it, how God comes in and lifts us up here in verse 4. When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in thee, for I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise, with the multitude that kept holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. I like this. I might as well give it all to you. Oh, my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and over to Hamorites from the hill of Mizar. Now listen to this. Deep calleth unto the deep at the noise of thy water spout. All the waves and thy billows are gone over me. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime and in the night. His song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. If I could tell you anything on this evening as he blesses the reading, hearing of his holy word and the proper application thereof, if I could tell you anything on tonight, I would tell you hope in God. Hope in God. The circumstances, every day, watch this, viewing and listening is all about war, the turning of the Ukraine and the invasion of Russia, but more than that, the intestinal fortitude of the Ukrainians to stand up when others thought that they would fail. It looks bad, people fleeing for their lives, and we come into this war status having been at war for the last 2.5 years, war within ourselves, having watched what we've known about as people of color for years, the degradation, the over-empowerment of police officers and the lives, black lives that have been taken for no reasons. And suddenly when enough is enough, the whole country explodes and the world takes notice. And all of a sudden, it's not just black matters. All of a sudden, everybody matters, but no one is concerned about what really matters. And in the midst of it all, I don't know about you, but I didn't hear the name of God called out anywhere. There were a collective of those that were supposed to illuminate the word, but I didn't see the illumination. I didn't hear the declaration. I saw the pain and the sorrow, and we all did, and we wondered, because I know what I saw was what I saw, but then when you come and you tell me that what I saw is not what I saw, and then I have to go into what I know I saw in the Word of God, and the Word of God told me when I see what should not be standing where you know it don't belong, that's the time to turn and to run for the hills. And we saw it and we noted it, but everybody kept trying to say that it was all right when we could feel that it wasn't. I mean, it was quite a perplexing time, but I'm trying to tell you the only reason we can come on this evening with this type of strength and this type of power is because we have stood on the promises of God. And let our hope be in God and not in man. Oh, yes, we have to holler help sometimes. And sometimes we have to go through man-made and so-called man-inspired organizations to get a little help. But that doesn't mean that we have to put our everything into the low moments of our life, because when we invest in that which is low, we come with that low mentality and low expectation. But if you set your mind on high in the midst when everybody else is running low, you find yourself having made it through a day that you thought you couldn't face. But not only did you make it through, but you had enough to share with somebody. Oh, my goodness, I feel pretty good tonight. Why? Because my hope in the midst of all of this madness, in the midst of all of this betrayal and all of the lies and all of the untruths. Because you see, the one thing that's a lie, but an untruth is something that looms forever and ever. And it seems like the ones that are not only uncouth, but unlearned and uneducated grab hold of an untruth, and they take it to heart. And the next thing you know, after a little bit of time, you remember the game we played when we were in high school and grade school, where you lined up 10 people and you told them one thing to the first person, but by the time it got to the 10th person, it wasn't even what you thought you wanted to say, but they had put their own twist on it. And right about now, there is no consciousness to keep the truth, but they put their own twist on it. If you don't believe me, you look at today's news, and it was just out there the other day. It was about a swimmer that was a man at one time, and when he was a man swimmer in the world category, he found himself to be number 400 and some odd thing. But when he decided to change his name and try to change his gender, then suddenly he was the number one women's swimmer. He was bigger and he was taller. His hands and his feet were bigger, but they thought everything was yet all right. But I'm here to tell you it's not all right. And that's why we must keep God as our hope and keep our hope in him who gave us this day. And I love it because he helped me in that number 27 number of Psalm. And therein I find my strength. Why? Because I'm in the right place. This is the Light of Portland broadcast. And Psalm 27 says it like this. The Lord is my light and my salvation, reminding me when others are running and afraid to stand, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, and whom shall I be afraid when the wicked, even mine enemies, and I bet you over there in Ukraine, they pray that second verse of the 27th number of Psalm, when the wicked, i.e. the Russians, even mine enemies and my foes, they came upon me to eat my flesh. They stumbled because they thought they could get a running start, but they stumbled. It's amazing what people think they can do. They get a good running start to do something wrong, but it never fails. They stumble in their doing. And the ditch that you dug for the righteous, you find yourself falling into. Remember that you belong to a righteous God. Remember the seed that was planted in you to tell you that greater works than these shall ye do, because our Savior, Jesus the Christ, has gone to the Father. He said, hey, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there ye may be also. He said, yeah, he said, and the way I go, you know. And they said, Lord, how can we know the way? The Lord said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I want the life that God has for me. And thus, I keep my hope in God. There's so much by this magnificently inspired word of God to help us along the way. The last 2 years has been terribly lonely. I miss the congregation. I miss fellowship. I miss singing Zion songs. I miss evening service. I miss hearing the choir. I miss seeing the ushers on post. I miss, amen, the preaching of the word of God. But I'm so glad that God knows what he's doing. I'm so glad he was better than any pirate that hid any treasure, because because most of the pirates' treasures have been found, and man has distributed them the way that they want to. But this treasure that he's given us, he put it in earthen vessels, that the glory might come unto him. And when I get to thinking about the glory of God, I gain my hope. When I get to thinking about his hope in me, I start to strain against constraints. When I think about the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul shouts hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. I don't have a lot of time tonight, but I got a lot of joy. I don't have a lot of songs to sing, but I'm in my happy place. This is the kind of place better known as the secret place. There's no ladder to the secret place. God will elevate you there by his spirit, quicken you to move better than you ever have. You might have been a sprinter in school, but God moves faster than a sprinter. You might have been a weightlifter in school, but I'm here to tell you God will help you carry that heavy load. Turn it over to Jesus. You might be running heavier than you need to. Let go and let God. Trust in his name. Remember what he told you. Believe in me. Hallelujah. And put your trust on my side. And I will bring it to pass. Good God Almighty, I feel good, yeah, on this night. As I was saying earlier, the last 3 years have been oppressed. We've been separated and we've been masked up, walking down the street, walking in the middle of the street, so afraid of the COVID-19, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, so many different variants. It don't matter because the blood of Jesus has been against it. That plague, it came through. Hallelujah, somebody. I grab my oar. I said, I rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. And I anointed my doorpost. Yeah, went to my kids' house, anointed their doorpost, anointed my children. Hallelujah, somebody. Declared victory in the midst of frustration. My oldest boy stood his ground, didn't want to take the booster. He stood his ground, yeah, he did. Talked about he had a religious exemption. I told him, I can't write it for you, son. And he asked me, I said, you got to stand on your own principles. That is your confession. See, mama's confession wouldn't work, just like mama's testimony won't work. But it was her testimony that told me who she was leaning and depending on when everything went south. She kept her mind stayed on Jesus and taught me the way and taught me how to hold on when all else was gone. Said, always trust in the name of Jesus. If you put your hope in anything, you want to put your hope in God. Some people trust in chariots. Some people trust in materialism. Some people like gold and others like silver. But as for me, as for me, and I can only speak for myself, my hope is built in the name of Jesus. My hope gains strength, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. I'm so glad that Jesus, with his wonderfulness, had enough to share for me. I came that you might have life. Ooh, I feel the spirit right about now. And that you might have it more abundantly. And all I want to say to you, if you're thirsty tonight, drink of God, because the fountain is wide open. Hallelujah. Don't doubt now. You're too close to the victory. Dress for that victory. Put on the full armor of God. As I begin to see my exit, put on the full armor of God that ye may have hope and ye may be able to stand in this evil day. And if you stand, and you will, in the name of Jesus, stand therefore with your helmet of salvation so you can keep your mind stayed on Jesus. Stand therefore with the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. I lost my Bible one time on my way to a home going. Jumped off the mat and away my Bible went. My keys were in there. My glasses were in there. My cell phone was in there. My camera was in there. I was angry as all get out. Soon as I saw it running away, I said, Lord, that went my Bible. And the Lord told me right there on the spot, thy word have I hid in your heart that you will not sin against me. Well, I never got that Bible back. I was mad for about 7 days. Not about my keys, not about my glasses, not about my camera, but my Bible, my blueprint, my basic instructions before leaving earth. I didn't have it. It was marked up with my marks, had my signature stuff on the text that hold me up when I feel down. But I'm so glad because he stood on his promise. Yes, he did. I'm so glad because he promised me he would never leave me, nor would he forsake me. I love the characteristics of his promises, because if I tell you that his promises are divine, you can believe it. First Kings, yes, it will. Around about that 8th chapter, therein around the 56th verse, blessed be the Lord that hath given rest unto his people Israel, according all to all that he had promised. There has not failed one word of all of his good promise, which he promised by the hand of Moses, his servant. And another thing about divine promises and the word of God, you can rest assured that you'll be more than able. You can rest assured. Why? Because of divine ability. He is who he is, and everything about him is a super. We are natural, and you've heard it before. If we'll turn our natural over to him, he'll add his super to our natural, and we'll have an experience that we can't really describe. We'll have to call it divine. Sometimes it's anthropomorphic. That's trying to describe that which is not describable. They're assured by divine abilities. Romans 4 and 22, and being fully persuaded what he had promised, he was able to perform. That's good news. Hey, well, I see my bridge coming, and the lights are starting to blink. So before they pull the plug on me, let me touch it two or three more times. Everything about God is grounded in Christ. 2 Corinthians, 1st chapter and that 20th verse. For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, unto the glory of God by us. Hallelujah. And everything he does is of infinite value. That's better than gold and diamonds and silver. 2 Peter 1 and 4 says, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust, through those that want to change the rules. It's time to change up and hit escape mode. I love you all on tonight. And as we go forward, let us lean not to our own understanding, but let us always look unto the Lord, the author and the finisher of our faith. I'm so glad Oh, yes, I am. Let's look to the light. And looking to the light will bring it home right. Good evening, church. Lift up your heads, oh, ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of Glory, shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Let him in. Look up and get up. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of Glory shall come in. Who is, and that's what the world wants to know, who is, and we the ones that got to tell them, who is the King of Glory, and we will proclaim the Lord of Hosts, he is the King of Glory. Think on these things as we bid you a good night, and I'm so glad that he does great things. Is there anybody here that knows he's real? Have you tried him? Won't he do it? He's more than a waymaker. He's a healer. He's more than a healer. He's a lawyer. He's more than a lawyer. He's a doctor. He's a custodian, too. He knows how to clean up your mess, and he's cleaning it up right now by the efficacious blood of Jesus, for he died on Calvary. Oh, yes, he did, and they laid him in a borrowed tomb, but he already said, if I die, amen, I tear the tabernacle down, I'll rebuild it in 3 days. And he stayed in the grave for 3 days, but it was early Sunday morning that he rose with all power in his hand, and we are thankful for that opportunity. By his resurrection, that gives us the key to salvation. And that comes in the blessed name of Jesus. Will you accept him as your Savior tonight? And let your hope be in God. That is our prayer on tonight. That is our prayer. To Pastor Black, we love you. So glad to be back in fellowship with you. To Pastor Pennington and the greater St. Stephen's family, in our honor, humbly so, the breaking bread of life. Father, we release this word that a soul would be added to the kingdom. Mm. And bear witness. You are our hope. In Jesus' name. God bless you.
Amen and amen. Amen. What an awesome word on tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but my heart is burning within because we received a word from the Lord on tonight. I don't know what you've had your hope in, but if it has not been in Jesus Christ, the anchor, the solid rock, you heard the word tonight. There's no greater place. There's no place of safety that's greater than having your hope in Jesus Christ. Pastor Friday, thank you so much for that word. I too am so grateful that we are connected again to fellowship. And a lot of Portland family, we will be hearing from Pastor Friday some more. Amen. Amen. This is not his last time coming before us to give us a word. So we're looking forward to hearing more from Pastor Friday. We again thank you, Pastor Friday, for that word on tonight and for reminding us where our hope needs to be in and giving us a clear path to make it to get to where we need to get to help us to sustain our walk with the Lord. Amen. I'm getting text messages tonight. Good evening. Amen. Thank God for the word. To God be the glory. Thank you all for listening. Thank you all for calling in and sharing your time with us on tonight. May the peace of God and the sweet communion of his Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with us hence, now, and forever. What I say unto one, I say unto all, make sure your hope, Christ, the solid rock. Amen.
If you're proud of the God that you serve, and you know that there is nobody like our God. Put those hands together. Come on. There's nobody greater. There's nobody that can compare to our God. There you go. Simple song says it like this. Yeah.